Well, what a season, right? I mean, this has been such a great year. You guys are on a bit of a roll now with how this season has gone. You've got the regular season championship, and I know you're looking for bigger and better things here in the next handful of weeks. But how much fun are you having right now with you and your teammates and the coaching staff?
Yeah, it's really hard to put into words, but with obviously regular season champs, like we just had that happen. That's kind of one third of what we want to accomplish. And I think I was talking about it the other day with my teammates, but they're like, this is a small chapter in what we want to finish. Like, this is something small. It seems really big to people. And obviously you want to take those wins that everything that we make happen, like take them and then put them in your heart and then kind of open up something new. But we're really excited for conference this week. And I think we've been taking it one step at a time. And we kind of talked about how we've kind of been in the marathon. Like it's been like 4 or 5 months already. It feels long, but it also feels super short. So now we're in the sprint. We're in the conference, obviously conference this weekend, the next weekend, and then moving on hopefully to NCAAs and stuff. So.
Yeah, how hard is it to now think about this sprint but still have to take it one game at a time and not get ahead of yourself and want to be in the Frozen Four already, right?
Yeah, it's hard. Obviously, like I said, we've kind of had this marathon going, and it's been a long season, but also so much fun. I think anyone, especially in my class, like senior class, we would say that this is one of the most fun years we've had, not just with the success and stuff, but mostly just with like how our team's been going, the camaraderie, everything, and kind of how the season has progressed for us. I think in years past, it's kind of like stayed the same. And I think this year we've been consistently climbing and showing people that we can play with and play against some of the best teams in the country. And obviously we're number one right now, but we have been playing with the number one teams who have been number one this year as well. It's hard to take it one game at a time, but also at the end of the season, it is like sometimes a one and done opportunity. So we don't want it to end how last year did. So we're trying to come this year with a new mindset and be focused on the game at hand.
Yeah. You mentioned the season. Each season kind of has its own life. And this year is an interesting one because you guys had a couple of losses right off the bat, right out of the gate. You were had some newcomers. You're trying to gel and then rattle off some wins. And then you lost for like the first time in forever to Mankato. And you haven't lost in regulation since that game. So kind of take us through that season as how this team has, as you mentioned, seemingly gotten better from day one and really never have taken a step back.
Yeah, I think it's super interesting. I guess someone brought it up how we were like 1-3 or 1-4 to start the season, something like that. And that seems like forever ago, honestly. Like, I don't really remember our first series that we played with Ohio. But I think at the beginning, we had a lot of doubt. Like, not ourselves, but I think a lot of people doubted us. And I think that only brings and fuels the fire more for our team. I think when you have people who don't believe in you and you have people who doubt, like, it just makes you want to be better and show people like what we've been working on all summer and the years past before. So I'm just super excited for it. I think the year has been kind of crazy. Like you said, the Mankato, like that was a tough weekend for us, but I think something like that, you sometimes need to get the kick in the butt that you need to get back on the horse and keep going. But like you said, we haven't lost in regular time since then. I think that was a wake-up call for us, and we surely woke up. And I think now we're in a really good spot, and we're happy with what we're doing and where we're at, and I'm excited for what we can do in the future.
Yeah, you mentioned that in a weird way. You know, you get your cage rattled there a little bit, and what can that do in terms of, like, did you guys have a talk? Did you have a meeting? I mean, because you were playing good hockey up to that point. And in fact, even I think within that game, you outshot them by a big margin, but it's one of those deals. But what did you think that was a changing point, or was it just a blip in the radar as far as the season goes?
Yeah, honestly, like, after the game, I'm not even sure we had to talk about it too much. Like, we knew that it wasn't our best effort. And I've talked about this before, but when it's an effort issue, that's usually when it hurts the most, because you know that that's something you can control. And the fact that we went out there and, you know, didn't give it our best was tough. But I think we came back the next week and we're like, it's a loss. And people might think of it as more than a loss just because we hadn't lost to them in a really long time. But like I said, in the WCHA, everyone's a contender. And this year, I think, has proven that very thoroughly, and especially in the past month. So I think we took that with a grain of salt, but also we're like, that's something that we needed a little wake up call, because we had been doing really well, but also we had kind of been getting away with some games that we hadn't been finishing 60 minutes. That's also something we talk about, is you got to play 60 minutes in order to fully win a game. And we just didn't do that in Mankato. So I think that was something, like I said, that we needed. But I think now, like, that's way past us in the rear view, and it's just a loss at the end of the day.
Well, you've had a great season, certainly as a team, and it's a team sport, but I have to ask you about your individual stuff this year as well. You're certainly going to be right in the mix, if not the favorite here, for the Kazmaier and Player of the Year in the league. And I'm looking here, it's 34 games. You have 34 assists, 26 goals, 60 points. It leads the country basically in all those categories. I mean, obviously, you know, you're a pretty skilled player, but did you think that it would go this well individually as well for you as this season has gone on?
No, absolutely not. But I think having, like I said, this year is different for our team. I'm like I knew coming in that this is a special team, and I'm really excited about it. And I think obviously play with two really great line mates, Abigail Green and Katie Skaya, and like obviously can't thank them enough for what they do for me. And I think like just having a new perspective this year, I kind of came in and wanted to play with more of a freer attitude and kind of play in a sense and just go out there and having fun, but also like being very focused in prominent in what I want to do every single day. I think just having that focused mindset, but also knowing that like I'm out here to have fun, and I'm here to, it's like obviously senior year, like I've been here for 4 years, but I'm someone that like tries to get better every single day and tries to take that 1% and add it to my total. So you're gonna be over 100% at the end of the day. But like I said, I think this year's just been super fun, and I think I've been trying to take it one game at a time, kind of what we were just talking about, and coming in with a new mindset. If the game before didn't necessarily go my best, like flush it down the toilet and figure out a new way to come back better the next day. Something really exciting about hockey, obviously, is you get two cracks at a team in a weekend. So if the first one doesn't go well, you sit back, watch some film, and kind of figure it out. But yeah, I think can't thank my teammates and my line mates enough for it. I think we have come together at the right times, and people step up. And I think our whole team, in the past, we haven't necessarily had three lines that can contribute. And I think this year has been very clear that we have had that. So it's awesome to see everyone producing and having a great time.
It sounds too like, I think a lot of times when I watch sports, whether it's hockey or whatever, seniors may put more pressure on themselves, like, hey, it's my last go around. We can't lose this. We can't lose that. It sounds like maybe you've liberated yourself from that thinking and going out. And if you do is play as hard as you can and the results follow, there you go. Is that maybe an accurate way?
Yeah, I think I actually have talked about this with my parents a lot, but it's the more that I think about things, I feel like sometimes the more I stress and the more anxiety I get. And then my dad calls it, you hold your stick too tight and you like start white. I get white knuckles and stuff. And I think when that happens, I tend to shut down a little bit. And I think I've more so figured that out in years past. And having my experience of the past 3 years here has really helped me to see like when I have had my best games, whether or not that's scoring or getting assists or anything like that. But it's more so just me accepting the fact that like I'm out there really, I'm out there to have fun, and I'm out there to play with my best friends, my teammates, my line mates and stuff, and truly just have a great time. Cause like I said, it's been 4 or 5 months, but we don't have that much how much left. So going to take advantage of that for sure. And just, like you said, it's liberating to play on the sport that you love with the people around you and having a fun time. So.
And certainly when you're talking hockey, you got to talk about in net. And you guys have legitimately had three contributors in goal. What's that been like to whoever's back there, that you're going to get a good effort each game?
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't I don't think in the past necessarily been able to be blessed with that. But I think this year coming in, everyone knew that like we had a lot of contenders that were going to step up, and having four goalies in practice that compete every single day, knowing that there's a chance that you're going to get put in net in the weekend. And there's not necessarily a set starter, I think has been something that has, it's more of a liberating feel for them too. Like you have to work your butt off every single day, but also know that you have that chance and you have that opportunity to get put in net. Obviously we've Skyler, Liv King, Mikaela, and Bench, and they're four amazing people, but also four great competitors. And in practice, you can clearly see that like they want to be there and they're going to show up. And obviously people have bad days, but it doesn't consistently happen. And I have my bad days as well, but it's like, you have those people to back you up. Like those four are very close knit, and I feel like they keep each other humble and they keep each other moving and going every single day. And it's been shown this year that we've been able to put in all four and been able to contribute to a win at the end of the day. So it's very fun.
Well, you're 33% of the way there for your goals. So best of yep. luck here. It's going to be an exciting next 3 to 4 weeks, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm ecstatic about it.
Well, good luck. It's been fun watching, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.